spotlight on him. Bragging and boasting is when I shine the spotlight on me. And God doesn't get the glory when the spotlight is shone on me. But when I take it, even if man directs it at me, and I take it then and redirect it up to God, you show others that and the other, to God be the glory. It was nobody but God who gave me the ability to do it. Now listen to this, because it's a tag team effort, and I always have issues with saints who try to act like they were not a part of the process. Like God just, I mean, now he could do it. He chose to do it through human personality, and they want to leave the human side out of it. Well, God has the ability. His spirit is all through the word that shows he doesn't have to use man to do what he needs to do. He just includes man to give man the benefit of it being done. Now listen to this, because when God gives me the ability to do something, he uses me, but he uses me for his glory. And if he uses me for his glory, his own word compensates me by giving me things in the earth realm as goods. That's God's way. That's his compensation. So God and I together did a certain thing, and it was not just Jesus. Some things Jesus did just by himself, but when it comes to the thing in point in my life or the thing that has been a glory directed to me because of God's goodness, then I've got to shed the light on who else gave me the strength and the power and the ability to do it. You might have only seen me, but that was a source inside me you couldn't see. And therefore, it is at that point that I redirect that glory up to him to let you know, had it not been for the Lord who was on my side, that would not have been done. Or accomplished, etc., etc. I want you to see something else. Isaiah 12 and 5. Look at what this word says. And again, all of these are entreaties and admonitions and certainly exhortations to praise God and to thank God for what he has done. Look at what 12 and 5 of Isaiah says, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 5. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Listen to this. Sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. He's talking to the people of God. About the God of the people. And he simply says to them, sing unto the Lord. Yeah. Now, how many times we put on our favorite song? We'll sing to ourselves in the mirror, cooking dinner, cleaning up, getting dressed, so forth, and on and on and on and on. But how often do we direct that song to God? Sing unto the Lord. Lord, I got a little song in my heart. It goes something like this. You won't hear it? Here you go. And you just sing that song to the Lord, man. You getting together, you know, you things ain't going right, stuff. Instead of you getting all frustrated, I say, Lord, let me sing a little song. I just need to sing a little song to you here. Lord, help me cook this dinner right. Show me what ingredients to put in this to make it better. I'm just messing with you. But I'm serious when I say, though, that when you begin to sing unto the Lord songs and melodies that come in your heart, you know, somebody, well, I don't know what to sing unto the Lord. Be thankful then. And if you're thankful, God will give you something to be thankful about. And when he impresses upon your spirit something that you should be thankful about, that is something you can sing about. Again, those songs don't have to have a beat, don't have to have a rhythm. You know, you can sing a part now and come back and pick it up 20 minutes later. Add to it as the Spirit gives you utterance.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L. DELL Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Kill them to this very land.
God bless.
I know that the Lord can count on me for witnessing to the truth. And I'm a firm believer that behind every witness, truthful witness, there are some results. There is a blessing. What I'm really saying, if the Lord has laid his hands on you, you have something to say about it. Reason I've uplifted this young man's testimony and others that I hear, when the Lord touches you, you have something to say about it. And you know how I am about quietness. I believe that if the fire is burning, somebody needs to know that it's burning. I'm wondering, will either of you, while the church's head is bowed and praying for you, I wonder, will either of you think about it and get up quietly and walk down the aisle and try to give God your heart? For he loves you. This world that you're living in here, God made it. And you know, if somebody could make something, they say, that's 4.5 billion years old and it's still functioning, you don't hear no barrels rubbing, it's just going like it always. Well, wouldn't you like to accept somebody like that to be in your life? One young man, he's coming. Don't you look up, church. What about you? Another one is coming. Don't look up. I want you to keep praying. What about you? What about you back there? God won't fail you. We're going to need him now, children. God bless you. Thank you. Lord, Lord, bless you. Are there others? I saw somebody else back there raise your hand. Now, that when you die, you can't go but to two places, heaven or hell. And as I sat there, one of my members, as we sat there the other day to the funeral, and a mother, her three children, her husband, her mother-in-law, and a little 13-year-old neighbor were all killed in a head-on collision. And we saw five coffins stretched across in front of the pulpit. And one of the son is a member of this church. And I thought about, I said, there was a little 1.5-year-old baby. They just put him in the same coffin with the mom and let her hold him in her arms. Now that was sad. They were on the way to see another son play football, but it didn't make it. They were very religious, a religious family. Somebody said, wonder why the Lord let that happen. And I thought about what the man said on television. Somebody said, wonder what was God when these little innocent children died. And they said this old-time preacher said he was the same place he was when his son died on the cross. That's where he was. He was the same place when they were nailing nails in his own son's hand. That's where he was. I stopped by to tell you, you never know when the head-on collision is coming. But there's one thing about it, if you leave here today and meet death and not active in a church, you got to go to hell. Church, will you pray just for about 30 more seconds? And I wonder, will those, the rest of you that raise your hand, will think about it. Since I've been talking to you, the world hasn't stopped. It's still turning. It's still spinning, it's still traveling through space, and it's still whirling around the sun. And you are on it.